Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeicher Avin Ruzivik Hagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us Teglachas Toma Ketzad. What's the process of Teglachas Toma? Meaning when Nazir becomes Tommy in the middle of his Nziros, he has to do something and he also has to shave. What's the process? Hayamazav Shlishi B'Shvi. First of all, when he becomes Tommy Mase, he has to get sprinkled the third and seventh day of his process. This is with the water of the Parah Aduma Umegalech B'Shvi, and then he shaves on the seventh day. Umevi Karbonos B'Shmini. And he brings his karbanos on the eighth day, v'mkilach bashmini. But if for whatever reason he only ended up getting a haircut on the eighth day, maybe karbanos of bayayim, he could bring his karbanos on that day on the eighth day. He doesn't have to wait till the next day. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Now Rabbi Tarfon asked him, ma bein zeh l'metzaira? So what's the difference between this guy and a metzaira? We know that a metzaira also goes through a whole entire process. At the end, he also has to shave, and then the next day he brings his karbanos. However, if he ended up shaving only the next day, he has to wait till the day after that to bring his karbanos, meaning the ninth day. So why is Nazir different than a Metzaira? So Amar Lo, Kiva told him, Zeh Taharas Hatulei B'Yomav. This one in Nazir, his Tahara also do with his days. He became Tamei Mase, he has a 7-day Tahara process, he gets sprinkled on by the waters of the Parah Aduma, day 3 and 7. By day 7, he goes to the mikvah, he gets up in the morning, and he can bring his karbanos. Now, if he happened to have forgotten to get a haircut on day 7, he can get a haircut on day 8 and bring his karbanos, no problem. Because the key over here is the 7-day Tahara process, not necessarily where along the process he got his haircut. However, Metzaira, Taharas a Metzaira, a very key part of his process is when he gets his haircut. If any maybe carbon is not to bring his carbonis, LMK and Hayamar of Shemesh, unless he also waited for the sun to set. In other words, a Metzaira has to do everything in a very particular order. He goes through his Tahara process, then he has to shave. After he shaves, he goes to the mikvah. Then he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, which is he has to wait for the sun to set on the day that he went to the mikvah. And only afterwards, the next day, is he allowed to bring his karbanos. Now, if he ended up going to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then he woke up in the morning on the eighth day, realizing he forgot to get a haircut, so he has to do everything in order. So he's got to get a haircut. Then he goes to the mikvah, but then he has to wait for Harav Shemesh. So he has to wait till the end of the eighth day, and only then, on the ninth day, is he allowed to bring his karbanos. And so we see that Nazir Metzaira are two different processes. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Teglachas HaTahara Ketzad. What's the process of Teglachas Tahara? When a Nazir goes through his whole period and he's Tahar and now he's at the end, what does he do? Oh, maybe Shalosh Behemais, he brings three animals for his karbanos, Chatas Oilu Shlamim, a carbon Chatas, carbon Oil and Shlamim. B'shoichat Ezeh Shlamim, Megaleh Chaleim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, he shechs a carbon Shlamim and he gets a haircut after them. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, first the Chatas is shechted, then the Oila, lastly the Shlamim is, and after the Shlamim is shechted, then he gets his haircut. Whereas Rabbi Lezer argues and says, Lohe Megaleh Elal Chatas, he gets a haircut after the carbon chatas, shachatas kedamas b'chal makayim, because chatas always comes first. However, the Mishnah concludes, "Imgilach al echem shlashdan." If he ended up taking a haircut after one of the three carbonas, yatsa he's yatsa b'di'eved. So even though we have this machlok, does he take a haircut after the shlamim or after the chatas? That's only the chatchila. But b'di'eved, as long as he took a haircut after one of his carbonas, it's totally okay, and nothing needs to be repeated. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to talk about this process with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.